KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa remains committed to eliminating malaria by the year 2028. That's according to the National Health Department. Progress has been notable in provinces including KZN, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, yet local transmission requires further attention. And that's what the spokesperson said. National Health spokesperson Foster Mahale says there were 9,795 cases and 106 deaths reported in 2023.
The Department of Health urges all stakeholders, including communities, health professionals, civil society organizations, international partners, to collaborate with government to intensify the fight against malaria, aiming to foster a healthier and more equitable world for current and future generations.
A health workers union has warned that understaffing in healthcare facilities will continue to put patients' lives at risk if the issue isn't addressed. Nahau in KZN says it's shocked and saddened by the death of a man at a clinic in KwaMashu. The 41-year-old was waiting for treatment outside the CHC polyclinic when he passed away this week. KZN Health says it appears the patient, who had been treated before, had not been in for a checkup for a while and was severely ill. Nahau's Ayanda Zulu says they believe staff shortages is the issue. He says vacant medical posts need to be filled as soon as possible.
But as the union will wait for the investigation from the side of the department, but we must make it a point that it is now the time that the department implement the nurse patient ratio so that our members in their majority are not found doing the job of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nurses.
The president of this year's UN climate talk says governments must agree on how to find the billions of dollars needed to help poorer countries respond to global warming. Mukhtar Babayev, who is hosting the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan in November, says climate finance is a pillar of his presidency. He says governments must finally overcome the impasse this year. Disagreements over climate aid have dogged past COP negotiations. Richer nations, most responsible for planet heating pollution, have been criticized for not coughing up their fair share. Previous funding pledges have not been honored, and only a fraction of the money needed to fund clean energy and build resilience to extreme weather in less developed countries is raised each year. And finally, Drake has been ordered to delete a diss track featuring a verse with a voice generated by AI to sound like the late Tupac Shakur. Tailor-made freestyle aimed at fellow rapper Kendrick Lamar was released by Drake on his Instagram on Friday. A lawyer representing Tupac's estate has written a cease and desist letter demanding Drake remove it from all public platforms. Durban 26 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. The top story, South Africa remains committed to eliminating malaria by the year 2028, according to the Health Department. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.